Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And say hello to Shalina.
Hi, Shrek.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Why are you so weird?
What did I do now? I just said hello.
It's 3 years since we've been doing this.
I think at this point, if you still find me weird, then the problem is not me.
We have known each other for a long time.
Exactly. And I'm including 3 years of doing this.
I know. 3 years. People have been listening to us. Having this witty banter.
Yes, it's going really well. This is a fine example of what we bring to the table each week.
I'm sure people get entertained by us all the time.
Well, we have to be fair. We have heard from some people that have said so.
Didn't somebody say something about you talking too fast or something?
Yes, this is... I apologize unequivocally to everybody that's listening to this because I have a tendency to talk fast sometimes. And we did receive a comment recently saying that I speak too quickly.
But then some
and
people...
And they cannot enjoy the show because of that. So I do apologize for that reason.
But remember, I'm the main host, so it doesn't matter about him. As long as you enjoy hearing my voice. I'm so vain.
Anyway, I was literally about to say that next, which was like, well, you know, as long as Shalina doesn't talk fast, it's okay, but...
I do speak fast.
You've made it about you now already.
Yeah, it is about me, yeah. But then people have said that you sound really nice and lovely on... There've been reviews. There's no reviews about Declutter Me and me, but there is about Shrek and his voice. There's quite a few reviews about that. Thanks, Shrek.
I mean...
It's great to have you as a co-host.
Yeah, I feel like I bring something to the table finally.
Yeah.
Even if it's like...
Even if it's not...
Not a British accent.
Yeah, not what I was going to say. Yeah, no, you don't have a... I don't know. Yeah, no, you're very American still to me. Anyway, yeah.
What are we going to talk about today?
My face.
Okay.
So, yeah, my face.
You know, I think to anybody that listens to us and thinks that sometimes like some of the jokes that we do are planned... This is a great example of proving that it's not, because this is not the joke we planned to do.
No, he did come up with something, but I completely forgot what he was going to say. What was your plan? What was the plan?
It's fine.
No, do it.
No, let's just let it go. No, it's okay. I'm just pointing out that like this is us just kind of just accidentally confirming that none of this is scripted. Yeah,
we freestyle, we fly.
So this is going to be a very weird question, but what is the story about your face?
So, I have marks are like a hyperpigmentation on my face and, you know, spot marks as well, like scars. And the hyperpigmentation, especially in one place, which I'm pointing to right now, which you're obviously like, what are you doing? That's been bothering me for like 2 years now.
Shalina, just letting you know, since apparently this is something we can do that you don't seem to have realized, is that you can tell the listeners it's on the left side of my face.
It's on the left side of my face.
Without having to point...
But if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it's here, but you can't because I've got makeup on. But it's on the left side of my face, on the bottom, like near my jaw. And it's been bothering me. And I told friends and they were like, we have never noticed it. And I'm like, what? You know, we all have our thing that bothers us.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Yeah,
and you'll see about it. You know, friends mention it on social media that something like, you know, the tummy is affecting them or the bum or their hair or their face. So mine was my face. So these marks were affecting me and in other places as well. Now, I am like other people, you know, I have bought toiletry, like skincare stuff, you know, and I belong to a beauty Facebook group and people recommend things. So people were like, yeah, this, you know, these things are amazing. There's the one, what's it called? The original thing is the brand. And everybody's been hyping that up, you know, going, you have to, and you contact them and then you say, I've got this issue and they'll tell you what to buy. Okay. And then there were serums and stuff here as well. So there's loads of things people have said and I've bought them like, you know, other people do. And it doesn't work. None of it worked. So finally, a friend recommended a dermatologist who comes to Dubai from the UK. And I saw her last month and the mark is already nearly practically gone. Like that mark is nearly practically gone and the other marks are going as well. That's just in a month. And then I've spent hundreds of dirhams on these face routine things that don't work. They have all these promises and they're not cheap. Like a lot of them, some of them are, but some of them are expensive. It's just, I must have spent over this time around 1,000 dirhams, you know. And I'm not somebody who spends, you know, will buy a lot of things. I'm not, you know, obviously, because
But this was obviously an issue and you were trying to resolve it, yeah. And people were recommending and things weren't. I think the issue was that things weren't working and so you were just sort of sidelining them and trying something else, which I guess
And it just exasperates the problem. Yeah. And I've seen this in, like, you know, in group Facebook groups and social media that people are, you know, I'll see their bathroom cabinets or their dressing table, and even with clients, loads and loads of potions and things, you know, that you, I call them potions, but, you know, like these face things to help you to do something, remove the redness, remove this, remove that. And it's so many hundreds of pounds and dirhams and dollars that people spend on them. You know, we get it shipped in from the, you know, different countries as well if you can't get them here. And instead of spending all that money to fix something on your face, you know, that's supposed to help, it might be worth just going to a dermatologist or to a medical practitioner who can help you in one go, you know. Not one of those that, you know, those dermatologists who say you need to buy millions of products, you know, like this one I was thankful I had one that's sensible and she just went, you just need one product. This is the thing. Try it for a few months. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else. But I think this will work. And it did. And she was so matter of fact and to the point. And that's what you need. You need someone to the point, matter of fact, not going to say you need to get loads of whitening creams or you need to do this and that, you know. You just need one product, and that's what all I needed, one product and moisturizer.
And I think that the thing also with at least with, I know with breakouts and things on the face, is that there could be a number of reasons why they could be happening. I mean, I know for some people it's hormonal, for some people it's digestive, for others it can be stress, I mean, which I guess is linked to hormonal.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons why this could be happening, and sometimes it not only does it require something like that, but might require just an adjustment in diet, might require some other things to do. And then they go away slowly as well. So it's kind of like, you know, you, especially, I mean, for me, oftentimes it's like dietary, right? I've eaten something that hasn't agreed with me and stuff, and I see a little bit of a breakout. But then it takes a few days to just go away and my system to kind of flush it out. So I can do some things to detox it, but other than that, I just have to wait it out and not get stressed about it. So those, I mean, there are other factors that come into play. I had something similar a few years ago as well, where I used to have a lot of like dry skin and I couldn't understand why. And but eventually it was only after going to a dermatologist that I was able to resolve it.
Yep. And I think for a lot of people, especially because we live here and because of the different climate changes a lot of people got vitamin D deficiency here, which, you know, everybody always finds it really funny because we're in the sun, but we don't actually go out in the sun on purpose because it's so hot. Yeah. Like it's 40 degrees today.
Yeah. We tend to be always trying to hide. Yeah.
And I mean, I had a severe loss and I had to have really strong tablets, like two or three times a day just to make
it's
up
very
for
common
it.
Here, yeah.
So, you know, we need to think about those things. So as you said, like, you know, go to dermatologist, go to a nutritionist, even, I can't pronounce it. And talk to proper medical practitioners who can help you with these things instead of, you know, and use your health insurance or spend a few hundred dirhams going to these doctors, but at least you'll get to the core reason why you've got whatever issue you have on your face, rather than spending money that's then wasted, because these creams, these serums, these, you know, all of these potions and lotions, they go off after a short amount of time. Yeah. So usually it's 12 months, sometimes 18 months, but most of the time it's 12 months only for these things. And it's a waste of money. If it doesn't work, you know, you don't use it. It's just languishing in your bathroom or in your dresser, taking up space and clutter. And you've wasted that money that you could have used for something else.
Yeah, and I guess this is not stuff that you can easily give away to somebody either, right? Because they're pretty intense creams or medicated stuff and all that. And I think everybody, which is, I think sometimes people tend to forget, but I think it's important to remember as well, that like something that may have worked for you may not work on somebody else because they have a different skin type.
Yeah.
And that matters. And that's something, by the way, like I learned from kind of from the dermatologist. It was like, yeah, I know you're applying a moisturizing cream, but it doesn't work for your skin type. You're making the situation worse. Like, stop using this. Make sure this ingredient isn't in, you know, don't use an oil-based one, et cetera, et cetera. So there were some considerations that he told me about, after which I've stopped, like, dealing with the problem. Or when it happens, I use the right cream, goes away quickly.
Yeah.
as opposed to that. So I think these are, again, they do go to waste because you can't exactly hand them out either.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And sometimes people take them, but then it's going to be bad for their face as well. Right. So, you know, if you do have an issue, think about what the issue is. And if you can first go see a dermatologist and a nutritionist as well. And if you have to go to a GP first to get a referral, do that. But go to, you know, have someone look at your face properly who is qualified to look at the face, and not just say a skin therapist, because they tend to be, you know, they're based on what the products are. So they'll say, you know, you need to use, say, this brand of products, and, you know, they're not proper doctors. And like, I had a proper doctor who said, this is the issue. And she straight away, the way she looked and everything, you could see that she knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, and they understand the differences as well between the different types of, to you, it looks like a pimple or a boil or whatever.
Yep.
But there are differences as well. Yeah.
So do that. You know, if you're bothered by something in your face, if you, you know, dry skin, you know, marks, whatever you've got, go to a doctor. See what they recommend, and then, you know, try it out. And that will save you money in the long run, and also reduce the amount of clutter in your bathroom, because you won't have all of these things in there. You'll just have what you need. And if it's a good doctor, they will tell you, you just need moisturizer and something else maybe, you know. Yeah. You won't need, you know, this serum and that toner and that's, you know, other cream and this cream and blah. So think about that. And then if you do go to the doctor and they say you just need this, review what you have and see if you can possibly give it to someone, especially if it's a new bottle, give it to them so that it doesn't go to waste. Otherwise, just get rid of it and put it, you know, throw in the dustbin or in recycling. Get it out of your place. You know, I know it's a waste of money, but think about the money you wasted, and not, you'll make sure you won't spend that money again on things that won't help, you know. So it's more about saving yourself money in the long run, and also saving your skin so that you're not putting the wrong things onto your face. So it's my handy tips to save your face.
So if you want to talk about how to declutter your face, no, I'm kidding. If you want to talk about decluttering in general, of course, you can always reach out to Shalina. That's at DeclutterMe. So that's DeclutterMe on all of social media, and at DeclutterMe.com. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye.